Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm happy you found us. And if you're returning, welcome back. I really appreciate you listening and hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. If you hear some background noise like rain, it's pouring where I'm at right now. So you may hear thunder, lightning, and all that good stuff because it's definitely happening right now. Today, I just wanted to touch base real quick for anybody who lost a family member out there and is grieving. It does take time to get over that process, and I'm learning this every single day. This for the past 3 months has been a challenging moment and a challenging time for me, because April 6th of last year is when I lost my wife. You know, she was my wife and my friend for 43 years, my wife for 26. So there are times where you feel that you're getting over this grieving part of life, and you feel like you're turning the corner and you can move on with your life and carry your loved ones with you in your heart and mind, because you'll never forget them. But there is sometimes in that grieving process, or even in that moment, where you might be hearing a song, or you might be going past a specific place that you and your wife always go to or have gone through, and there comes a time where you would probably hear their voice or see their face, and all of a sudden you're in a whirlwind of emotion. You're streaming down all these tears, and you're wondering if, you know, you can make it, and, you know, can you make it without them? But, you know, I just want to tell you, I think we all go through that when we are missing our loved ones, especially the ones who've actually passed, and those who've fallen sick and can't do the things that they would want to do, just even take care of themselves. My wife was a person, she was very independent. She was a strong person. And when I say strong person, I mean she suffered multiple heart attacks, and her first one was probably 20 something years ago, and she lived through that and, you know, came through it. And you know, it's amazing how strong that woman really was. And then in her last final 3 years, she went through a lot of she had a couple of more heart attacks, and then, you know, they were going to send her home to take care of her last moments and spend time with her friends. But her doctor wouldn't give up. Her doctor said, you know what, I believe that you could be a candidate for, you know, an LVAD. And what that really is a left ventricular assist device. And, you know, we were at that time going home. We were crying on a hospital bed together when they delivered the message that there's nothing left to do. But her cardiologist, he came in and he said, look, let's not worry about what those doctors said. I think that if you can go home, lose a couple of pounds, I can get you in this program. And he did just that. My wife went home and she lost the weight she needed to lose, and it wasn't easy for her. It was one of the hardest things I've watched her fight through, but I was right there with her every step of the way. I wanted her to make this journey, and I wanted to make it with her. So it was an opportunity for her, and it was a great opportunity. It was a painful opportunity too. And, you know, she had to go, she got the operation, but she had to report every Monday to the hospital to go through these these checkups. And I tell you right now, it was sometimes very taxing on her. And you think that you can do these things, and sometimes your mind says, let's go, we could do it, we can handle it, but your body is saying, you know what, I think we're at an end of the road, and just wants to give up because you're so tired. My wife didn't give up for nothing. She kept fighting. She kept fighting until she got real sick and caught a cold from one of the kids. And, you know, even probably me, too. I got sick at the same time. We both got sick. But I wasn't in a bad condition as she was. And when she went in the hospital that time, she kind of knew, because she said, David, I don't want to go there, because I know if I go, I'm not coming home. And I said, sure, you always come home. You coming home this time, too. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, because outside of my wife, I went and spent a year up and take care of my sister in Connecticut. Prior to my wife getting extremely sick, I stayed a year with my sister because she had nobody but me. And she passed away, and then I came home and helped take care of my wife. And 2 years later, she passed. So I've lost a lot of family member in the past 4 years. And I'm not going to say how many, but if you heard any of the beginning podcast, you would know that I've lost quite a bit, because I talked about it. I started my podcast as a way of just talking to the ether, just talking to the air, and it proved to be very therapeutic. And here I am today, and I'm pouring out my heart and my feelings and letting you know that if you've lost a family member, don't worry, you can get through it. You can get through it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be one of the hardest things you ever have to do. And there's times where you feel like you can't breathe. It feels like you're suffocating. And nobody seems to, you might feel that nobody knows what you're feeling, because it's you, it's your feelings. And believe me, you can get through it. Because when my wife passed, I thought it was all over for me as well, because a big part of me passed with her. So losing my wife, and I'm sorry for stuttering right now, I'm fighting back tears just talking. So losing my wife was one of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life. It was one of the most heart-wrenching things that I've ever felt, besides my losing my sister and the rest of my family. My grandmother, I've lost a lot of family members, but I'm going to tell you the three people who held everything to me was my grandmother, my sister, and my wife of 26 years. They meant the world to me. And now that they're gone, it's like I don't have that person that I can talk to, that I've talked to for all those years that I've grown up with. And it's kind of sad, but I realize God has a reason for me still being around. I don't know what that reason really is, but I have a small idea. But I've learned to lean on God in everything that I do. I've learned to talk to God. I've learned to constantly read the Bible day and night and pray day and night. And I've never done this. I've prayed before every day, pretty much every night or every morning. And I'm telling you, I've never prayed like I've prayed since I've lost my wife. I mean, my relationship with God has deepened and gotten so close to God and my Lord Jesus Christ, that without them, I don't think I'd be here on the mic talking to you right now. So if you have gone through a loss and you just lost somebody, hey, listen, I know how you feel. And I know that it's definitely a painful situation. But, you know, in the Bible, they say this too shall pass. And I believe that. But it takes time. It don't happen overnight. It don't happen in a couple of months. It don't happen in a couple of years, which I'm learning. Because every day is an opportunity for you to see something that reminds you of them, hear a song that reminds you of them, and you're back to the waterworks. However, I do know that each day goes by, it gets a little easier to deal with the pain, to deal with the loneliness, to deal with the void that was left behind. So I pray, one of my prayers were to have God fill that void for me and take away that pain. And I'm going to tell you something. I never knew how much God was working in my life until one day I woke up and realized I no longer have that feeling of despair. Sure, there are times I'm lonely. I no longer have that deep-rooted pain. Sure, I love and miss my family members. But God has given me a reason to say, keep going. God has said, I got more work for you to do. Keep living. Keep focusing on moving forward. I'll be your rock. I'll be your guide. I'll be your inspiration. So I thank God in everything that I do. I thank Him every morning I wake up. And before I close my eyes, I thank God. Because without Him, I am nothing. I am just a lost sinner. And I believe that God looks at our weaknesses and shows His power through all that we are weak in. We can find strength in Him. So I'm sorry for pouring my heart out to you and talking about my wife and how much I miss her and my sister. But I want you to know, if you're missing someone that you love so dearly, so deeply, it'll be okay. Always remember, always hold them in your heart, but ask God to fill you with His love. Ask Him to take away the pain. And again, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in an instant, but over time, it will get a little easier. Over time, you will see that you could move on. Over time, you can get a little stronger. We'll never forget our loved ones. We'll never forget them. They will always remain on our mind and in our hearts. But the pain of the loss will mitigate. The void they left behind will be filled with God's love. So pray. Pray that He takes away that pain and that void that you feel. Well, I am not going to go any further. This is all I have for today. I just wanted to... This is not even what I was going to talk about, but I guess it's the only thing that was really on my mind. So my name is Dave. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If you want to hit me up, I'm also at dave@thelastpodcast.info. That's dave@thelastpodcast.info. And if you want to hit me up by phone number or text, 972-284-9518. In fact, this poem probably says it all. I cry a symphony of tears as they fall and hit the floor. I hurt so much the pain is gripping me at my core. I don't deserve your mercy, but I'm on my knees begging you, please take this pain away from me. I never felt like this before. They said Jesus bled from every pore as He took on the sins of the world and felt everyone's pain. I'm just one man feeling my own, and it's insane. I'm tired of the sleepless nights, taking pills to try and sleep, only to be stuck at the edge of my bed, filling the wells of my eyes as I weep. The pain I feel is so unreal. How long will this last? Medicating myself because I can't stand the rain of tears, hoping this will pass. So I turn to writing, hoping my sleepless time spent purging my feelings to the ether as I continue to read the Bible and become faith's warrior and a stronger believer. Hoping my plight may be the light in someone's dark night, lighting up the pathway so they can see a brighter day. I cry tears of crystals. You're listening to The Last Podcast.